Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. North strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Hundley moves to second. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hooten strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Helms for the out. Rader scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruse strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms misplays the ball. That's an error on Helms. Hickman moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Hickman scores. Cardinal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooten for the out. Cardinal scores. Hundley moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Li Mei is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mei is 0-for-1 in the game. Mei hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Astros, 3. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson scores. Helms moves to third. It's 4-3, Astros. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ruse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to home to get Helms. Edwards moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Li Mei is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mei is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mei hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ruse, and towards Metzger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hickman is hit by the pitch. Santo moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruse bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to third for the out. Ruse moves to second. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruse moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruse tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Fred Gladding now pitching. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Rick Monday pinch runs for Carmen Fanzone. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Bill North. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Astros. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Bill Hans now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.